It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. And you're very welcome to today being episode number 855. Before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter, I want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, Irish Tax Rebates. Now, Irish Tax Rebates is the tax agent that you can trust. It's Irish owned, with over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot. Basically, you contact them at irishrebates.ie, fill out a simple application form, and try and get a tax rebate. Now, there are some questionable companies out there, aren't there, Jeremy?
Yeah,
who charging are, a fortune
who
for this
fleecing
exact service.
Customers, and I can tell you now that Irish Tax Rebates are not one of those companies. They charge 10%. That is their fee, 10% to do your hard work, basically, mm-hmm. because it is a lot of hard work claiming tax back. You just give them your details, let them do the hard work. If you're due a tax rebate, you will get the money back. If you're not, they won't charge you anything.
And based on a study that they did from rebates that they processed,
yep.
the average person is due a rebate of €1,092.
And I mean,
much better in your pocket than the taxman's.
I don't want to understate or overstate this, but 1,092, yeah?
That's a holiday.
I was about to build it up and say...
Well, it is. It's a holiday.
Yes, that is a weekend away in Amsterdam
or Paris. You get a week's holiday in Spain for that.
Well, use it for whatever you want, but it's better in your pocket. It's literally sitting there waiting for you.
Now, obviously, Irish Tax Rebates can't guarantee people a rebate of over €1,000, but from their work, the average rebate, as we said, is €1,092. So if you've paid tax in the last 4 years, contact irishtaxrebates.ie and see if you can get a tax rebate. And as we said, their charge is just 10% plus VAT. So, for example, if you got a rebate of €1,000, they will only charge 123, so it's €100 plus VAT is all that they will charge. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Cormac is the guy who contacted us, and I want you to have a listen to what Cormac had to say. If you have a spare day, can you talk about this on your podcast? I've worked for the same printing company for 10 years, and I love it there. But last week, a new member of staff started there, and by chance, I used to be in the same class as him 25-odd years ago, and he was a bully back then. He made my life hell in school for 4 years, from 1 year until he left to go to another school. I won't go into it now because it's too upsetting, but some of the things he did included sticking pencils in my leg, pouring milk on my head, and he used to spit on me. I still shiver thinking about it. He obviously doesn't remember all this because he's going on like we're old schoolmates. The reason why I want you to talk about this is because I went to our manager and told her that I can't work in the same building as him and that they need to get rid of him. And she said that they can't, even though they can because he's still on probation. I think it's ridiculous that they are making me work with somebody who terrorized me as a child. I'm thinking of looking for a new job. Will you highlight this, please? And that is from a guy called Cormac. Now, I can understand and I can relate to Cormac's story because I've told you before that I was bullied as a young fella in school. And I did come face to face with the guy who picked on me for years in a chipper, as it happens, a chipper in Blackrock. I remember telling you this story before. And I just turned around and walked away. Walked out of the shop again.
Yeah, which was fine.
I don't know if I'd have been able to work with him, though, because as soon as I saw this guy's face, I was like, oh, fuck, that's him.
I think now, judging by the calls that are coming in already, I'm going to be in the minority today with my opinion, because I think the company should get rid of them. I think it's...
On what grounds?
Let me finish. I think it's unfair to force somebody to work with someone that they is bringing back. Like you saw, now we've spoken to him off air as well. Mm. Some of the other stuff that your man did to him, it's horrific bullying. Now, in fairness, the age, well, they were 12 to 15, I think it was. They were both aged between 12 and 15. So they were kids, stupid kids, I'm sure.
And now he's in his late 30s.
Yeah, I'm sure he's not going around this company spitting at your man and sticking pencils in them still. He probably doesn't even remember. Most bullies probably don't even remember being arseholes.
He said that in his message. He said he's going on like we were old schoolmates.
Yeah, so he probably doesn't even remember it.
But the point being that, as you just said, he's not going to start picking on him again and sticking pencils in his eyes and pouring milk on his hair.
No, he's not. But you have a duty of care to look after every member of staff. Put it this way. If this was a sexual assault, okay, if this was a sexual assault, and if this was a woman who had contacted us and said, I'm now working with a fella who groped me a couple of years ago. And we'd be having a completely different conversation. But because it's a man who was bullied, everybody's going, oh, man up, man up, man up. He needs to man up and stuff like that. I think, and as well, I never even thought about this. It was Cormac that actually brought this to my mind. And when you start any job, you have a 3-month probation period, which means that the company can get rid of you.
A lot of them are 6 months.
Are they really? Okay. Which means that the company can get rid of you and not have to give a reason within the first 3 months of you start. So they could literally, is his boss male or female? I can't even remember what he said. Oh, it's a woman, actually. His boss could literally turn around to this bully and say,
we no longer require your services, thank
and
you.
There will be no legal ramifications or anything like that. Okay.
Okay, but
I think it's very, very, very unfair to expect Cormac, who's having panic attacks about working with his bully, and I'm not comparing rape to bullying, by the way, but can you imagine forcing a woman to work with a man who had sexually assaulted her? Can you imagine that?
No, of course not.
Well, there you go. But there's your answer.
This happened when they were kids. Kids do stupid things, and I'm not forgiving people when they're kids bullying others, okay? And not in the slightest, and I would never, I couldn't look the guy who bullied me. Even now, at my age, I couldn't look him in the face.
Well, then you agree with me.
But I don't think what happened to me as a kid would be a reason for him to be sacked from a job. I don't see that the company has any role in getting rid of this guy.
Bizarre, then, as a victim of bullying.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Legally, I just don't think what happened to him as a kid is enough reason. He wasn't convicted of a crime, I'm assuming. And it's not a good enough reason. Let's hear from you on this. Our number is 085-825-2626. Should this company get rid of a guy who bullied Cormac when he was a young fella? Sandra has her opinion on this.
Hi, lads. How's it going? Sandra here. Topic and question. Work cannot do anything about her being bullied outside work. It has not got to do work whatsoever. Whatever happens outside work, you keep it outside work. If she feels uncomfortable working with this guy in the workplace, let her say to the manager, can I be moved to a different area, blah, 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 or whatever. But work will only laugh in her face and say, sorry, love, whatever happens outside work has not got to do with us here. Yeah, sorry.
Eddie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Eddie?
How's your lad, Joel?
Good, thanks, Eddie. Well, what do you make of Cormac's message? He can't stomach the thought of working with the guy who bullied him when they were teenagers.
I think he's been a bit of a baby. He's an adult now. I was bullied for a year in school by this one particular fella because I was the smallest in the class. Still remember it. And if I ever seen him now, I'd say it to him and it'd probably come to fisticuffs and I'd burst him. But if I was to be Cormac and this guy worked with me, I'd definitely say something to him and have it out with him. I mean, by him wanting him sacked, is that not a form of bullying? He's been a bully now.
You say you'd confront him and have it out with him, have what out with him? Like the guy is going on they used to be old schoolmates.
Yeah, well, I'd have it out with him. If I was in the job that Cormac's in and this guy started and was acting like he's my mate, I'd be like, listen, pal, you're not my mate. You made my life hell as a kid. You're a fucking arsehole. And if it came to the fucking fisticuffs, I'd be straight in there. But I wouldn't be like Cormac and going behind behind this guy's back, going to the boss, telling tales, saying, I want him sacked. Because that's a form of bullying.
He already has gone to the boss.
Yeah, I know,
boss,
and that's
the
wrong.
Boss isn't playing
that's
ball.
Wrong. And before people come on here and say, criticize me saying, oh, bullying stays with your life, I was bullied by a guy.
But you said you were bullied for 1 year. This guy was bullied for 4 years. Bit of a difference.
It doesn't matter the duration. I was still bullied. I still know the feelings. But I wouldn't do what Cormac's doing. He's a grown man now. He's saying it was 25 years ago. So he's probably about 40 now.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
He's in his late 30s.
Yeah, deal with it in an adult way. Confront your man if you've got an issue with him. You shouldn't be afraid of him.
Eddie, as someone who's
don't go to the boss.
Eddie, as someone who's been a victim of bullying, you haven't got a clue how it affects you psychologically. This man.
I just told you I was bullied.
Well, you obviously aren't bullied as bad as he was. I'm sorry because you're.
No, well, you're an adult now. You have a different, a different way of coping with stuff now than you have as a kid.
I mean, yeah, but hang on for one second.
You're letting that man win still.
We've spoken on this podcast before about how bullying can have a lifelong effect on people in terms of
but you have to confront it, Adrian. So you want this guy sacked? What happens if he isn't worth the kids and the mortgage?
Hang on, I actually didn't say I want him sacked.
It's me saying it, yeah.
It's Jeremy that was saying it.
Yeah, it's Jeremy. But you little fucking windy arse there.
No, you can't. You cannot expect. In the same way, Eddie, there's no way you.
Hold on. It's 25 years ago.
Doesn't matter. Would you say that to a woman who'd been sexually assaulted? You have to confront your.
It's a totally different topic, Jeremy. Stop trying to. Apples and oranges.
No, it's not apples. That's not apples and oranges. It's
ridiculous analogy.
No, it's not. It's talking about people who suffer trauma after being treated horribly by another person.
Look, Jeremy, there's different types of trauma. You're trying to talk about bullying like it's a sexual. Stop trying to compare.
Okay, Eddie, I have to say a lot of our listeners are saying he should be sacked, especially as he's on probation and it is possible for the company to get rid of him. Denise, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Denise.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thanks, Denise.
The thing about it is with me, right, it is a trauma. It's a trauma that doesn't leave you ever. Eddie, I have to say, I have great, great respect for you. I love seeing you get on to this podcast. You're talking shy. It's a trauma that's in your head. It doesn't get out of your head. So I really agree with you, Adrian, as well. He can't be sacked because he didn't do anything wrong. I know if that's me, I'd be gone 10 years ago, 10 years. But mine is a terrible thing.
Okay, so what are you saying? That this guy, Cormac, should leave the job instead of demanding a man get sacked?
Why should the man be sacked? Even though I've been bullied. I was bullied in the workplace. I had to go for my peace of mind. But if he feels at this stage that he can't work with that person, and that person that company has no legal right to fire that man.
Well, they can from the point of view that he's only on probation, so he could be gotten rid of if they wanted to. But
only if he does something wrong. I mean, I'm not taking up for the bully because I was bullied, and I still suffer with that to this day. What I'm saying to you is, legally, he goes in for probation and he's not actually doing anything wrong in the job. Why would they want to sack him? And if he's kept on, the poor guy that was bullied, don't get me wrong, I'm with him 100%. But at the same time, if he cannot to this day work with that guy, well, do you know what? I know it's the hardest thing to say. And you're probably going to say, why should he leave his job? Because the mind is a very, very fragile thing.
Absolutely. I agree with you. Now, you say you were bullied in the workplace.
Work. Yeah, I was.
And you eventually had to leave that job.
Yeah, I had to. I was on your show about it before.
Yeah, no, I remember talking to you. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And I was. I'm telling you, I will never be right. And that's the truth. I'm working freelance, where I have no manager over me. That I made my little bubble on my own because I can't deal with that. That's the effect that has on me. But what I'm saying to you is, that poor guy shouldn't have to leave his job. I guess I'm with him. Oh, if the other fella, if the employer is keeping the other fella, I would be gone. And I'm telling you, as you said, you even suffer even now, Adrian, after being bullied as a kid. It doesn't leave your mind.
No, okay, Eddie, let's just go back to that. Particularly when you were bullied as a child, it never leaves you.
I'm saying is, he's in this job 10 years, right? So he probably has a mortgage, a house, mm-hmm. partner, blah, blah, likes his job. By him leaving that job, as a grown man, he's letting his bully win.
I know that, Eddie.
You have to stand up for yourself at some stage in life.
No, Eddie. Sometimes you just can't, Eddie. Sometimes you can't.
That's bollocks.
Can't.
He's a grown man. He's an adult now. Eddie. He should be able to turn around to a man.
I'm a very strong woman. A very strong woman. And if you just said to somebody years ago she'd be bullying, and you say, no, she's quite...
Yeah, but what I'm saying to you now is...
Yes.
You'd be able to stand up to your bully now as an adult, wouldn't you? Because you have better tools now than you had as a kid.
Eddie, mine didn't happen too long ago, about 4 or 5 years ago. And I walked into a shop about 6 months ago, that was nearly 4.5 years, and I seen one of them, and I tell you it now, I actually, seriously, was in Dundrum, ran into the bathroom in Dundrum, and I actually threw up. It's actually a test to have. I never
Yeah, but hold on. You were bullied in the workplace, right?
If that's affecting him, oh no, but if it's obviously it's affecting him, he wouldn't be writing into a podcast. So he still has that mental stress. If he cannot feel he's worth it, and he's not going to, well, I tell you, no job is worth it. No job, absolutely. Don't give a shit if you're there 10, 20, 30. No job is worth it. Nothing, because you're a piece
of mind. But you were saying you were bullied in the workplace, right? This guy was bullied in school. It's 25 years ago.
It doesn't matter where. Bully where?
Hold. Just let me speak, will you? That bully now, he might be remorseful. Have a conversation with this guy and say, look, I'm Cormac. I don't like working with you. I don't like you. But don't go behind his back to the manager, because that's just a piss-ass, windy old snowflake.
I 100% agree with you there. Yeah, 100%
agree with you. Challenge him, but don't leave your job and let him win.
Question. If you think that he could have that conversation with that guy, if you think, Eddie, for 1 minute, that he could have a conversation with you just said to that guy, do you think he would have done it by now and not wrote into a podcast? Do you think he would have
He sounds like to me he needs to stand up for himself at some stage in life. He's an adult now. He's a grown man.
Hang on for 1 second, Eddie. That's exactly what I was going to say. He needs to stand up for himself. In fairness, Eddie, nothing is going on at the moment with this bully of his, but I can imagine just seeing the prick's face is enough to get into your psyche.
Adrian, as me, right, I wouldn't go behind his back. If he started talking to me and acting like he was me pal and we were mates in school, I'd turn around straight and go, hold on, mate, you weren't my mate in school. You made my fucking teenage life years fucking hell, and I'd get it out of my system and I'd fucking say it to him. I wouldn't, when he started acting like the pal and going, oh, hello, how are you? School was great. I'd be like, no, it wasn't fucking great. And I'd fucking let him have it. I'd get it out of my system. I definitely wouldn't fucking let him away with that and go to the manager behind his back. No, I know.
I wouldn't go to a manager either, but sometimes you just can't deal with it. Mind is a terrible thing, Eddie. And unless you...
I know. Look,
so what you're saying, Denise...
You didn't, Eddie. Okay, you wouldn't be having this conversation.
Denise, what you're saying is...
No, some people deal with it differently. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, but Denise, what you're saying is if he can't cope with being in the same room as the guy, he needs to think about leaving his job. And Eddie, you're saying he needs to grow a pair and square up.
I'm saying he's letting your man win. He's still having the same control over him as a kid, as an adult, because he's walking out of a job that he loves for 10 years. Don't do that.
Have it out with him. At the end of the day, if he just wants to have it out with him, Eddie, he wouldn't be writing into this podcast. He would have had a conversation, as you said.
If he leaves that job, he's a fool.
No,
he's a fool.
You listen to me, Eddie. Why is he a fool, Eddie?
Because he's still letting your man have control over him. 25 years later.
It's not about, at this stage, if he's in his head, it's not about, Adrian, you should back me up on this. If you were bullied, I think you were the way I was. If somebody's in your head, you just want a peaceful, peaceful life. You want to wake him on that shit. And at the end of the day, Eddie, you're saying it's not about who wins or who stands up to this, that, and the other. It's about how somebody can make you actually feel.
I'm sorry.
The point being, Eddie, that man's face.
And I was 14 years in it, and I did. I was 14 years.
Okay, but that was ongoing bullying.
The difference is you were bullied in the workplace. This guy isn't bullying this guy now.
No, I wasn't bullied for 14 years, Adrian. But I'm just saying, I left because the point that Eddie just made
is that you were being bullied in the workplace. This guy, Cormac, is not being bullied in the workplace.
Yeah, I know. It's not even about it. What I'm trying to get across to now is if that guy came into that thing and he soon feels after this year, after all them years, that he can't deal with it being in the same room with him. If he could, he would have had the conversation with that Eddie has actually just saying, have a conversation, look at yourself, have it out, blah, blah, blah. Obviously, it's gone beyond that because he still feels the way he felt probably back then when he was bullied.
Correct.
But then if he's not going to be sacked, then the only option for his peace of mind, because he's not going to get sacked, he doesn't have to be sacked really unless he does something wrong, is to leave. And I know, Eddie, I know what you're going to say. Why should he? I agree with you. Why should he? But the mind is a terrible thing.
Absolutely.
Okay, but that bully might be the nicest guy in the world now. He might have grown up and talk to him. Don't leave your job. Talk to him and say, look, this is the situation. You made my bleeding life. When he turns around and starts going on about the school years, oh, they were great crack. I'd say, no, they fucking weren't great crack. I definitely wouldn't keep my mouth closed. I wouldn't be able to.
All right, stay there for one second, Eddie. There's a couple of people who want to talk to you in a minute. Our number is 085-825-2626. Keith has been on to us.
Adrian, we've heard you over the years, like, talking about you got bullied as you were growing up. And you bumped into the man one night in a chipper or something, and he tried to talk to you as if he was your friend or something. Now, what advice would you have for that girl, or for that person? I don't know, forget it's a man or a woman that's complaining about it. What advice would you give them? You went through this, like, you would be an expert compared to most of us ringing up here and giving our 2 cents on it.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Just referring back to Keith's message, which I played just a minute ago. Keith, I'm no expert by any stretch of the imagination. I did go through that sort of thing at school. I have told the story many times how I bumped into the guy in a chipper and I couldn't stomach to even talk to him. I just walked out the door again and I didn't face it. I didn't tell him what a prick he'd been when we were in school. I didn't deal with it at all and just walked away. So I'm not an expert by any stretch of the imagination. Could I have ever imagined myself working with him one-on-one in an office scenario? Absolutely not. I just couldn't have faced it.
In fact,
I still don't believe that the company involved here should let this guy go.
They have a duty of care on all staff members. Now, does a member,
if he was bullying him right now, but he's not.
So someone we used to work with that bullied us.
Correct.
Yeah, your man.
Yeah.
That fella, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You can't even talk
about him. I can't even mention his name.
Yeah. Would you be expected to work with him again? Okay, supposing, in one of your jobs, he came in as the new manager. Okay, now he didn't bully. He bullied both of us.
Yeah.
But it wasn't that bad. It wasn't like he...
Do I ever want to work with him again? No.
No, that's not the question I'm asking. He didn't spit at us or anything like that.
Not far off it.
He did bully us, yeah?
Yeah.
Would you be happy to work with him again?
No.
That's your answer. That's your answer.
You know, you're comparing apples with oranges.
Hang on, that's just like
Denise's story. She was a victim of workplace bullying. That's why she left her job.
It's not difficult in workplace bullying.
There is because of the. I would not want to replicate that. I would not want to work with him in a workplace again. No more than I'd want to go back to school with the guy who bullied me in school. You're talking apples and oranges here. And Cormac is not being bullied by this guy. He's not still picking on him.
Yeah, but the company that we worked for, where your man bullies you, we don't work for that company anymore. So this would be a separate company.
Yeah, no, I still wouldn't want to work with them.
There you go. But you expect Cormac to work with his bully. Okay.
085-825-2626 is our number. Sam, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sam?
Hello. How are you?
Good, thank you, Sam.
I agree with Eddie.
You agree
in
with
a way,
Eddie?
Yeah. Like, I was bullied 25 years ago. By this one girl, I actually sat beside her mother while I was waiting for my father to come up to give out to me in the school.
Right.
And the mother had the hair in an envelope, yeah. And she turned around and says, hey, bullies. It was her daughter that was bullying me for 3 years. And because I gave her as good as what she gets. I can't even talk.
So let me ask you then.
This thing is snorting beside me.
What's that, your dog?
Don't even know him.
What? Who's there beside you snoring?
It's the neighbour. You can hear him through the door.
Okay, so let me ask you then, Sam. You say you were bullied. You were bullied 25 years ago.
I was bullied from first day up to fifth year.
Okay.
Right, by this one girl, right? And this one girl, now she had the Nike runners, I had the Nick runners. You know, hers were Nike, mine were Nicks.
Right.
She thought she was massive enough. And I ended up having to defend myself after 3 years. So when I had my own kids, I turned around and I says, yeah, boys, I have 2 boys. I says, just love them in the head if anyone tries to bully you. I don't condone violence, But don't let none bully you in school. No, I just love them straight away.
So let's go back to the story then, Cormac story. A new employee has joined the company that he works with. It's the guy that used to bully him in school.
He should tell him to get over it. Get over it. You were in school with him.
Not good enough. I'm sorry, Sam. Not good enough just saying get over it. You cannot expect people to face trauma face on. It's not fair. And people say,
Why not?
25 years because you shouldn't be expected to have to work with someone who made your life hell for 4 years. I'm sorry. I can't be.
We're grown people. Get over it.
This shouldn't even. When you think about it, the more you think about it, this shouldn't even be a debate. This is an open.
What do you mean it shouldn't be a debate? This has nothing to do with the company that hired this guy. The only reason they can let him go is if he fucks up his job. Not because of what happened when he was a kid.
You can't get thrown out of a job just because you were bullied in school. Get over it. I was friends with that girl on Facebook. And we got on for a while and she got smarted. I deleted her.
It's different when you're expected to work with somebody every day in a company.
No, like if you're getting bullied, right, years ago, and she's selling things on Facebook, like, for 25 euro with screensaver or something, whatever, and she's selling things fucking. A couple of years later, I need to sell this. And like, I'm in the Nike, or she's in the Nikes and I'm in the Knicks. You know what I mean? And I'm the one that got thrown out of school and ends up in Richie Mintz packing bags of sweets. Like,
you see, the fact
thrown
that
out of school.
But the fact that
I picked up on myself. Like.
I know, but Sam, the fact that you still even recall how bad the bullying
I got her back on Facebook and I was friends with her for a while.
And is she still wearing the Nikes and you're still wearing the Nickies?
No, I'm wearing the Nikes. Oh, she's wearing the Nickies.
Didn't think it was that funny.
My last call, all over the place. Don't want that in
Sam, jeez. Sam, even though you were bullied yourself as a kid, you're telling Cormac to grow up and get over it.
Get over it, yeah.
Okay.
Fuck yeah.
I fucking love
fuck the bullies. You're a legend. Put your fingers up to them.
You're a legend, Sam.
Colin, I had to get off this because your man is smart.
Good luck. Bye.
So who's asleep at this? Well, you could be listening to this podcast at any time, but yeah.
You're snoring in next door.
No, you'd want to have some very thin walls.
Or very powerful lungs to be heard through.
Powerful.
All right, here we go. Susie, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Susie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Susie. What did you want to say on this?
Well, basically, I feel really strongly about bullies. There's no excuse for it. No excuse whatsoever. Like, I was bullied when I was in school for years, and I was called all sorts of names. I was called weird, I was called whatever else. I'm not going to go into it, but it had an everlasting effect on me.
I mean, you say an everlasting effect. Describe that to me.
Like, when they called me weird and all sorts of names, I thought I started to believe it, because when it's continuous, you'll start.
It gets into you, yeah.
It's almost built into you. Like, every day, it's almost built into you. Well, actually, not almost, it is.
Okay, so let me ask you a question then. Could you work with those people who did that to you?
No, but when I was working, I used to work in the supermarket, and the school bully came to my till, and...
What was that like?
Just horrible. It was only for like a couple of seconds, so I just thought, look, it'll be all right, I'll be fine. And then this person is married now, his wife is up. She's so nice, nicest person to meet. And in my head, I was thinking, what the fuck is she doing with him? But, you know, like, it's just, does she realise what happened? You know, does she realise what a prick he was when he was younger?
Okay, so let me ask you then, could you work in a workplace with this person?
No.
Even if this person wasn't behaving in the way they were years ago, you can't move on from it.
No, like, I'll give you another example. I was this is fast forward, like years later, when I was the same workplace. I was working with somebody. Now they weren't from, they didn't grow up with them or anything, but they just happened to be. I was in there a lot longer than he was, and then he arrived like 7 or 10 years later, and then started to bully me. Now at the start, I thought like, you know, he's just having a bit of crack, but then I realised it wasn't fun. It was like continuous bullying because it kind of got personal. Like he kind of mentioned things like he called me the R word, like you're an effing or bitch. I'm not going to mention the word because it's horrible.
No, what is the word?
Yeah, I'm trying to work out what the word is. Well, what's the R word?
It's for people with intellectual disabilities, the R word.
Sorry. R-E-T-A-R-D, that word.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So this was like, he called me that several times. And, you know, it kind of like, you kind of start to
believe it.
Like when you're a child, you're called that anyway. And then you're thinking, am I that? And then as you grow older, you kind of get a bit more confidence. But when this person joined the workplace, it was like bang all over again.
And what happened?
Kind of like, nothing happened. I made complaints, like made complaints to head office. Nothing happened. I ended up leaving after 14 years.
So let me ask you then, what advice would you give to this guy Cormac? He's already gone to his manager to say, I can't work with this person. This person bullied me as a kid. The boss has basically said, there's nothing we can do here. What do you think Cormac should do?
I don't agree with that last lady. She's saying, just get over it. Like, you know, just like that, get over it. Be grand. No, it's not that easy. I think he should look at his options. Like, maybe I would confront this guy and I would say, like, you know, do you realise what you did to me in school was, like, you know, had a never devastating effect on me?
Mm-hmm.
I would look into my options before leaving. Like,
But you could understand if leaving was the end result. You could understand if Cormac just couldn't even look at the guy in the face and left his job.
Yeah, like, I mean, people are saying get over it, but they don't realise how much of a devastating effect bullying has.
Absolutely. So,
like, that's all very well saying get over it. You can't. Like,
let me ask you in a sentence, Susie, if you see this person who bullied you, what feeling do you get in the pit of your stomach?
I just feel sick. It just brings it all back.
There you go. And Eddie, you're on the other line. You were saying, you know, just confront. You can't confront someone who made your life hell.
She made there. She'd confront them and talk to them about it and say, do you realise you made my life hell? And that's what I would do. I haven't seen my bullying now. My bullying wasn't just words. Mine was physical. Like, this fella waited outside the school gates and gave me a hiding, you know? But if I seen that fella now, even if he was across the street, I'd make it fucking my business to go over and confront him. I feel that strongly about it. I know people deal with things differently, but in this position, your man has two options. You either confront him, and he might find out that his bully now is fucking remorseful and the nicest guy in the world. Or two, he leaves the job that he's in and settled in for 10 years. And to me, that's just...
Okay, in fact, you would agree then with Anthony's message that just came into us, and it says, confront him, leaving will just give this guy the last laugh. I was bullied and I'd never give the satisfaction a second time.
100%, because you have different tools to cope now as an adult, as a kid. You're not in the same mindset. You're not a 14-year-old weak little man anymore. You're a grown adult.
Stay there for a second, Eddie. If somebody wants to talk to you in a second. But before that, this is Jessica.
No, that's all right. I have to add on because I cannot stand when people just say, get over it. All right? Because as someone who was bullied from fucking primary school up to secondary, and even in some of our workplaces, we're still getting bullied. You try telling me to just get over it when there could be kids, could be adults getting bullied. And they've literally thought of just to make it stop. You tell me then to get over it. No, how about the bullies get a bit of cop on, right? And stop making others feel like shit because of whatever's going on in their lives. How about they need to get over themselves?
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
AJ, why are you annoyed with Eddie?
Hi lads, how's things?
Good, thanks.
I feel like it's a nuanced topic. Right, if you employ someone into a company and let's say one of the staff members find out that, you know, it's this person, you know, he's not a good person or whatever. It might be too late to, you know, sack him. But let's kind of switch the gears up. How about before the fella joins? I feel like as a team, usually you do, like, you do have discussions of, like, what new person you want to bring on board. And if you find out that person was a bit of an asshole before, there is a point to be made that the team shouldn't take him on board. With Eddie, I'd say that's reasonable, no?
The amount of talking in riddles because he's already been took on. So
Right, so
he's already been took on.
Yeah, right. Okay, so if we're dealing with just the situation, if he's already been employed by the company, then I assume it depends on the company's rules and regulations. But Eddie, do you kind of understand at least where some of these people are coming from? Because
of course I understand. But the problem
is,
this bullying is not going on in the workplace. It happened 25 years ago. This guy might be a brilliant employee now, and this guy who wants him sacked is now the bully.
Yeah, but what if it does go on, though? What if he does try it a few times in the office?
But he hasn't. That's the point. In fact, the guy himself is going on as if they were best friends in school. So he's not mentioned the bullying. Cormac hasn't mentioned the bullying, but Cormac can't even be in the same room as him. Do you think that this company, AJ, he's requested that the company let this guy go. Do you think they should?
In that case, I feel like if he's a good employee and he's doing his work properly, like, you shouldn't let him go, you know, unless tempers flare in the office and, you know, scrap breaks out. But, you know, other than that, no, I don't think so.
Yeah, okay. And a lot of people are saying the exact same thing, that you can't just get rid of the guy because of what he did as a kid. And, in fact, Jeremy, just to go back to you for a second, because you were saying the company has a duty of care to get rid of this guy.
Yeah.
If the guy was convicted of a juvenile crime, yeah?
You'd never know about it. Because it'd be quashed, yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, something he did as a teenager doesn't carry into adulthood.
A lot of people believe, and it's a conversation for another day, a lot of people believe that, I don't know, Eddie, if you believe that once a bully, always a bully, and that if you were an arsehole.
Well, hold on, Adrian. Jeremy, you're saying duty of care to an employee is,
yeah,
this guy who was a bully at 15, who is now on the straight and narrow, doing a good job, you have a duty of care to him as well.
No, you don't.
You can't pick on him.
To let him get on with his life.
You don't owe him anything.
So a guy's working for you, and he's a good model professional. He's coming in, he's doing his job, he's brilliant. You don't have a duty of care towards him, no?
Well, I'm telling
you. You're going to bully him and not the others.
Well, I'm telling you now, if I was running a company and a person, and I was the one that was hiring a new position, and a person came to me looking for a job, and that person was really, really qualified, but that person I know had gone to school with and it was a bully, I wouldn't hire them. I still hold
good. That's living in the bud. But I'm saying, if he had been employed and then you found out and you were the manager, what would you do then?
If it was me that he was bullied.
No, but it wasn't.
No. Okay, Cormac's boss.
This guy Cormac has gone to the boss and said, he bullied me when I was a kid, I want you to let him go.
Yeah.
Yeah? And the manager has basically said, this has nothing to do with us.
She's wrong to say that because she is making a member of staff work in a situation where they are not comfortable. How can nobody see that? That it's a disgraceful thing to force a member of staff to, like, we'll probably hear from Cormac in under the 6 months and Cormac will be gone into a deep depression. And then you'll all have a different opinion then. Because it's ridiculous, Eddie, the way you are. And again, if it was a woman on the line saying she was molested by this bloke, that
stop trying to compare.
It's not a good comparison.
It is a good comparison.
Hang on. If she was molested by him and he was convicted in a court, then yes. If she alleges that he molested her with no proof, as indeed Cormac has no proof that this guy even bullied him as a kid.
Okay, it doesn't matter about proof. Forget about molesting and sexual assault, Eddie. Supposing it was a woman that joined a company tomorrow, a fella joined the company tomorrow, and one of the female members of staff said, I used to go out with him and he was a domestic abuser. I cannot work on the same floor.
These are only allegations.
Yeah, I can't work.
Yeah, on, yeah. Hold on. If the we're all equal in the world, equal opportunities. He's not doing nothing wrong in the workplace. Yeah. He's not doing nothing wrong in the workplace.
And if he, okay, had he been convicted of a crime, that's different. If it's only an allegation, how in God's name can you get rid of somebody based on an allegation?
So you'd expect a woman to work in the same business as her domestic abuser?
No, I didn't say that.
Well, you did.
I didn't say that.
You did say that.
If the guy was convicted of domestic abuse, then absolutely not.
Whoever gets convicted of domestic abuse rarely happens. This woman goes...
Would you listen to yourself? Where does
Jeremy,
he say
if
then?
Every single person walked out of a job because he had a row with the boss, the fucking whole country would be
that's
bleeding
not,
out.
That's not what I was going to say. All you have to do then... In a workplace, you can go into to your job tomorrow and say to the boss, you see her over there, she abused me a couple of years ago, and the boss says, out you get. You can't do that. You literally can't do that. I want to squeeze in another couple of messages. This is Dara.
Oh my God, absolutely never quit a job for something like that. I mean, confront them head on, and obviously not starting a fight, but like, you can't let them win. Like, even if they were still the same person as they were back then, you know, most likely they've grown up and changed. But when you get them one-on-one, they're never the same as they would have been in a crowd. Or I'm sure there's not the same mentality as they would have been back in school. So I would say that guy is probably going to be very embarrassed if they confront him and tell them exactly that, how you made me feel and you bullied me. And then just clear the air. And I'm sure they'll be very embarrassed in a professional setting that that's even being brought up. They're probably, you know... reflecting on it as well, you know, after seeing that person. So I would say definitely confront it, have a grown-up chat about it, and then move on. But don't let them win, like, and not do your job because of that, because out of fear of that person. That's ridiculous.
All right, Dara, thanks very much indeed. And finally, Damien.
Hi guys, Damien here. Tell Cormac to grow a set of balls. People have to work with people they don't like all the time.
It's slightly different having to work with people you don't like and having to work with somebody who made your life an absolute misery when you were a kid. There is a very big difference, Damien. I understand we all end up working with people we don't like. Sure, I'm stuck here every day with you.
I never bullied you, though.
You would if you got away with it.
Do you remember last year, about a year and a half ago, I got a message on Facebook, got a message request from a fellow who used to bully me in school.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It was gas, the message was. I have to look over and see if I still have it. The message was like that.
How are you, buddy? How's things?
Is there any school reunions coming up? And this fellow, they made my life hell as well.
Yeah.
Maybe people genuinely forget how arseholish they were when they were in school.
But people can genuinely change.
I know. Just because you were an arsehole when you were 15 doesn't mean
you're an arsehole for life.
We all did things in school.
All of us except you.
No, I was a dickhead as well.
Well, were you? Just before we go, I want to give a shout out to our current show sponsors, Irish Tax Rebates, the tax agent you can trust, Irish owned with over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot. If you think that there might be some tax that you can claim your tax back today, visit irishtaxrebates.ie now and fill out their simple application form. No rebate, no fees. So what are you waiting for? Visit irishtaxrebates.ie right now. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy.
Yes.
If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new podcast. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Thank you for listening to Opinions Matter, and we'll catch you on the next one.